Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that Edwards refused to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 19th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We call it the rule of law, the supreme law of the land. And by the way, it's replete with its checks and balances. That's the way we participate, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, the problem is in America, we've ignored the checks and balances that an immoral people don't know how to preserve their rights because they're ignorant. With ignorance, we'll never be free. We, the people, need to educate ourselves and understand the supreme law of the land and insist on the checks and balances and live good, honest, moral lives. And in those things, we shall make America moral again. Welcome to the broadcast. We reject revolution because it rarely turns out well. It's violent. We reject violence. We stand for a peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We're not great because we're supreme or better than anybody else. America's great because America turns towards God, not government, for solutions. Welcome to the greatest Christian nation in the history of the world, and welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. LibertyRoundtable.com. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We talked about Tom DeWeese. Quote, I'm greatly grieved to tell you of the passing of my wife, Carolyn, writes Tom. She passed away with a cerebral hemorrhage. It was severe and she passed away, and she was the right-hand woman of the American Policy Center. And our prayers go out to Tom and the family. We talked about the Constitution Day, which was Sunday, September the 17th. And we talked about Lowell Nelson wasn't with us because of work obligations. However, he brought up the details on Constitution Day, and we covered a lot of that. But we really want to turn it into Constitution Week, folks, and because it was on the Sabbath, we didn't get a chance to talk about it on the real day. But we did focus on things of God. And anyway, we want to make it Constitution Week and talk more and more about it as the days unfold. Kurt brought some other things to the table after the show that we'll get into as the broadcast unfolds, and more. We'll do some constitutional details all week long. Trump treks to the United Nations, pretends that he's going to engage in some UN reform. Good luck with that, Donald. We got more on that as the broadcast unfolds. Man gave his generator to desperate woman before Hurricane Irma hit. Now they've been reunited, according to The Blaze. What a fantastic news story. The guy's name was Santiago. He says, just seeing her in tears was enough that the act of giving up his generator for her was a no-brainer. Be kind to your neighbor. That's what God wants us to do, they say. This goes to show there is goodness and love in the world. Boy, do we need more of that, folks. Roy Moore continues to lead in Alabama. Mel Brooks announced that he voted for Roy Moore in Alabama runoff. It's a primary runoff down there. Mo Brooks doing a great job. President Trump sadly will campaign for the incumbent Luther Strange this Saturday. He's going to campaign for and help the Strange insider candidate. So much for draining the swamp, huh, Donald? Senator Mitch McConnell's, quote, Senate Leadership Fund has spent millions strangely supporting Strange over Roy Moore. The insiders just will not let go, will they? Senate candidate Roy Moore this year suggested that 9/11 might have been punishment for, listen, the United States turning away from God, writes CNN. Imagine a man standing up talking about God's laws, and if we obey him, we get blessings, and if we don't obey him, sometimes there's punishments or consequences, huh? That was good news by former judge, current Senate candidate, the Honorable Roy Moore. Hour two, we talked about a volunteer firefighter in Ohio has been suspended without pay after posting on Facebook that he would save a dog from a burning building over a black man. Now, this is absolutely poison. I don't know why the mainstream press even covers it. Look, I want to save all life. but I certainly put humans above animals. And I certainly don't care what race anyone is. And I would save anybody that I possibly could. The United States is not pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement after all, it looks like. There's all kinds of confusion on that. Who knows what Donald will do? Kurt thinks Donald will pull out and remain true to his word, and I sure pray that's true. But the law claims we can't get out of it until 2020. Why do we let some law circumvent the supreme law? Are we kowtowing to some kind of a, you know, international agreement above our supreme constitution, folks? That's the problem that I see there. I pray Donald pulls out. All right, former St. Louis police officer Jason Stockley will not be accountable. He was not guilty, they say, of first-degree murder in the death of Lamar Smith. Now, violent riots are continuing in St. Louis as a result. The Black Lives Matter protesters literally get violent and attack the St. Louis mayor's house. They literally throw bricks at police and more. They express their outrage by setting fires, smashing store windows, violently attacking police cars and police officers, and blocking traffic. At least 11 police officers were injured, including one female who had her jaw broken after a violent protester threw a brick at her. Folks, this is out of control. The cops need to crack down big time. This is nuts on parade. It's crazy. A local reporter was also attacked, and several dozen rioters have been arrested on a variety of charges. That's good. We need to start arresting big time. We will not accept these violent acts. I guess the protests or the riots, well, the protests are peaceful in the day and turn into riots at night, they claim. The police, believe it or not, were unable to provide security for two big concerts that were supposed to take place in Missouri as well. One of them was U2. The other one was Ed Sheeran. They both said, we're canceling the concerts. It's the only responsible thing to do. When the cops said, we just can't protect you. We have our arms full here. Wow. And while the rioters are protesting in the streets, while Black Lives Matters and Antifa and all these other thugocracy left-wing radical organizations literally agitate in the streets and commit acts of violence and criminal activity, you literally have Lily Tomlin, Dolly Parton, and Jane Fonda viciously attacking Trump during the Emmys. They turned it 100% political. It's crazy. Is there a link between their rhetoric on TV and the mainstream press in bed supporting the rhetoric and protecting Black Lives Matters and Antifa while they blame, quote, white supremacists who are politely asking for peace? Wow. Now, I'm not backing white supremacy, but I am backing the difference. Donald said all sides have extremists that are to blame, and they mocked and jeered and manipulated against the Donald to where he caved to their belligerent rhetoric. Quote, a read my lips for Donald Trump. Patrick J. Buchanan writes the article, is Donald going to cave on all things dear, read my lips, and no new taxes but give us taxes, or the equivalent on so many fronts? Only time will tell. Drain the swamp, stand tall, Donald. CNN commentator Mark Lamont literally, quote, absolutely, Donald Trump is a white supremacist. Imagine saying that about the president when it isn't even true. Celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain claimed last week that he would serve poison to Donald Trump if he ever had the chance to prepare and serve food to the president. That guy belongs in jail. You just can't say stuff like that. I wouldn't poison anyone, ladies and gentlemen. Judge may keep Sheriff Joe Arpaio's conviction despite what the judge, I'm sorry, despite what the president of the United States says, despite President Donald Trump's pardon. Donald, you better help the freedomcoalition.com get a presidential commission together. The judges are draining you, my friend. You better drain the swamp, and it starts with some of these activists, belligerent, out of control, leftist, violation of the law, weaponized judges, my friend. Our prayers are with you, President of the United States, Donald Trump, that you get it done yesterday. What can we do to help, sir? Amazon is now hosting the Defense Department's most sensitive data. Are you comfortable with that one? I'm sure not. Amazon accused of slashing. Over 900 negative reviews of Hillary Clinton's book. Censorship epic. Amazon censorship. Mexican Independence Day, believe it or not, is now one of Vegas's biggest weekends. California poised to be a sanctuary state. Are you okay with that? Never mind the law, huh? Bureau of Land Management agent Dan Love is no longer with the BLM following a Burning Man probe. He was involved in the Ammon and Cliven Bundy scandal as well. Is there going to be accountability? Only time will tell. Salt Lake City installs over 750 new solar panels on seven city buildings. You like that? Is that a good expenditure of your cash? Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so Governor Gary Herbert says it would be wise for the Utah GOP to leave or to end or drop the SB 54 lawsuit. That's the lawsuit trying to stop the thugs in Utah from circumventing the caucus, the vetting of candidates by representatives who know, as opposed to just forcing via finance candidates on the ballot. So Gary Herbert, not a friend in that one, but our prayers are that the lawsuit is successful. But again, with these out-of-control judges, hey, if you don't drain the swamp and get rid of some of these belligerent judges, it's just going to be Operation Shutdown to the conservative agenda. I pray it isn't true, but predict it is. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday, still available on demand free at libertyroundtable.com. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. I've got three Hillary Clinton headlines. Kirk Crosby, welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. The three Clinton headlines, and then be ready for your quick response on all three of them. Clinton tells Terry Gross of NPR she would not rule out challenging the legitimacy of the 2016 election, but she doesn't see any legal avenue to do so, but she'd do it anyway if she found out there's any greater Russia collusion or anything like that. That's headline one. Headline two, Clinton, quote, Trump presents clear and present danger to the United States, writes Amber Athey for Daily Caller. Did you hear that? Clinton, quote, Trump presents clear and present danger to the United States. Third headline, Hillary has no idea why Donald and the people chanted lock her up during the elections. Justin Caruso with that piece. She has no idea why they were chanting lock her up, Kurt.
Well, I got an idea. I could give her a whole lot of reasons.
Let her rip. Why don't you enlighten her right here on Liberty Roundtable? You know, she's listening, Kurt.
Let's see,
she's criticized our network for quite a bit. Are you aware of that?
30-something thousand. No, but 30-something thousand emails that just disappear. Try to hand over, for example, items that the FBI and other agencies of the U.S. government are supposed to look at and then take the SIM cards out of them, smash devices so that they can't look at them. It just goes on and on and on. There's just a long, long list, and they go clear back to the days in Arkansas, in my opinion, and yet all you got to do is look just a little ways, and you can find a boatload of, in my opinion, real questionable dealings.
Yeah, there you go. But is that the only reasons, Kurt?
Like I said, at least in my opinion, I thought I said, that's just for starters. You just go on down the list. What about all the quid pro quo, the uranium deal, the deals where she and Bill were implicated with the drugs and then the tainted blood out of Arkansas. I mean, and those are just, what about Whitewater, it's just been forever. And then you look at the whole Bernie Sanders thing, and I'm certainly not a Bernie fan, and yet, we're told, hey, this whole thing in America, you got honest elections and that kind of thing. And man, when you look at any of the big boys, Republicans or Democrats, you find just huge amounts of, what do they call them? They're not, it's a fancy word for criminal activities, but irregularities. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there you go. People are wondering. There's also this body count, Kurt. I can't ignore this. Hillary, I don't know if you know, but there's like a body count of dead people around
Seth
you and your husband.
Rich was the latest, right, Sam?
Well, I don't know who was the latest or not. Now, there's allegations that that's the latest. There's strange brew mixing for sure. I don't know which one of these body count, deaths are really attributed to Bill and Hill or if there's any association at all. It's just very strange. And, well, nobody can get to the truth. We understand the FBI covered up for you. We understand your IT guy literally deleted emails and destroyed evidence and everything else. There's just no accountability for you, Hillary, and you're above the law. And that's what we have a problem with. Why do we want you locked up? Because we believe that you're committing criminal activity. That's why. Now, I know that's really hard for you to understand, Hillary. I know you'd think, well, by golly, I'm allowed to do these things. And we don't believe people are above the law in America, Hillary. We just don't. And you're not going to convince us otherwise. But this idea that you don't understand why is crazy. I mean, it's just crazy that you don't understand this. But again, she doesn't understand, Kurt. There's one way that Donald could help her understand, Kurt. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, give her time in prison to figure it out.
Have a fair, honest, open, speedy trial, a jury of her peers. Convict her and toss her in the clink. And you know what? 20, 30 years later, she might decide she gets it. Do you think she would?
She might realize that in America, justice is supposed to be blind. That means it's supposed to be the same for a big shot, somebody running for the president, just like somebody voting for the president. Supposed to be the same for everybody.
You think anything will happen?
Well, you can always pray that, honest and honesty and integrity will win out.
Yeah. I would sure pray so. Mm-hmm. All right, Donald Trump went to the United Nations yesterday. He's gearing up right this very second for an epic speech. They say it's his best chance to talk to every nation in the world. The best forum to do so. Donald said that he wanted to make the United Nations great, Kurt. Here's the headline. Trump demands, quote, help make the United Nations great. Such tremendous potential. And Donald promised to partner with the United Nations in its work. Do you want to respond to that, Kurt?
Well, the way I'd make the United Nations great again is it wouldn't be around, Sam. And that's, you know, just make it go away. But, you know, I mean, maybe he wants to make it a, you know, kind of like a service organization where we don't pay huge amounts of our tax dollars to, you know, maybe, who knows exactly what he wants to make it into, but that's the way I'd.
Well, no matter what he wants to make it into, Kurt, I've got a problem with it, because no matter how ambivalent the organization may appear, become, no matter how naive or whatever you want to call it, his intentions, any entity that we spend a ton of money on that creates a global entity or global challenge to the United States supreme law of the land or the United States sovereignty, I have a problem with. So I don't care how honest or good his intentions are. He's sincerely, may be genuine, but he's misinformed to say the least. It'll never, ever, ever do good for a sovereign nation that ought to be self-directed based on the checks and balances, rule of law of our supreme law of the land. It'll never do any good in relation to that. It just can't. By its very nature, it's impossible for it to do so, Kurt. Am I confused on this point?
Well, that's why I said if you're going to make it into some kind of a service organization where it doesn't take tax dollars and get these, you know, so-called world servants to just serve, you know, just like all the good volunteers do, but not, you know, I mean, the way it is now, the only way you can really fix it is you just make sure it goes away.
Okay, so for example, Kurt Crosby for Constitution Day that we're turning into Constitution Week wants to talk about Nathaniel Gorham, one of the founding fathers in relation to this. Cast your mind back to 1787, huh, Kurt?
Well, you know, and this was a piece because, you know, it was really hard to find anybody who really talked about any of the, well, any of the issues about, you know, the Constitution Day. And, you know, it made me think of that book you had me read years ago called The Freedom Factor. You know, and if I remember right, Mr. Gorham played a part in there. And we would highly recommend, well, at least these guys, Patheos, PATHEOS.com, had a story about Constitution Day.
And Kurt has the details in mere seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Nathaniel Gorham had a proposal. It got adopted, and instantly people were on board, ladies and gentlemen. It was all about representation. We'll give you the details in seconds. The United Nations won't help with that, Donald.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. When the administration of Evergreen State College in Washington State allowed black students to take over and declare a day of absence, banning white students and faculty from the campus, only one professor objected. That was Brett Weinstein. He and his wife both taught there. Weinstein refused to leave that day, calling it racial discrimination. His life was threatened. He was widely criticized by members of the administration. His job was threatened. He sued the college. It settled with him for $500,000. The most recent test of nuclear devices by North Korea causing more problems and could endanger its own people, but also the Chinese. The detonation of what the dictator claims was a hydrogen bomb resulted in unusual seismic activity in an active volcano on North Korea's border with China. The volcano is a sacred spot for the North Korean people. Scientists know something is happening as the result of the test. A landslide is a definite possibility. They may be causing more harm than they realize with those tests. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. If you want a win-win opportunity for patriots, we present a solution. GiveMeLibertyFund.com.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Who taught you skip stones?
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Nathaniel Gorham was certainly one of the most critical founding fathers. Doesn't really get any coverage, by the way. So for Constitution Day, that was September the 17th on Sunday, we've been talking about the Constitution and the reality check on what's happening today. Nathaniel Gorham wanted greater representation. Kurt, is that how it went down?
Well, yeah, I guess apparently in the earlier versions of the Constitution that they had, worked out, there was a 40,000 was the number of individuals that a representative to Congress would represent. So in other words, for every 40,000, if a state had, 40,000, they'd get one representative. If they had 80,000, if they had 120, then you'd get 2, 3, whatever the number was. Well, he felt that it was important. He said that it was had been very it was a big deal with the individuals there that they had debated it a lot, and he thought it was pretty important to make it 30,000 instead of 40,000. And when he, I guess it was very late in the situation where they were really close to being ready to vote on the whole thing, and so he recommended that they strike out 40,000 and insert 30,000 be president, of the situation there. George Washington stood up and basically, agreed with him, and then it was unanimous, and they changed that. And they tell about the one guy who decided not to vote to sign it, Mr. Randolph. I just thought, when you read the exact words that they used, it was
just impressive. You get a different feel, don't you, Kurt?
Yes, you do, and it's far from the words of today, what's up, dog, and duh, and things like that that we kind of live with now.
Hey, so-and-so's a demagogue.
Yeah.
That kind of rhetoric,
weaponized,
right? Now,
yeah,
the interesting thing about this whole discussion is, he wanted to bring the amount of representatives from 40,000 to 30,000. Kurt, we live in the state of Utah, and I think there's about 3 million people in Utah. Is that about right?
About 3.5, I think.
All right, 3.5 million. Half of those are adults or whatever. So, 1.5 to 2 million adults in the state, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And how many representatives do we have, my friend?
Four.
So what does that mean? 30,000 apiece, kind of like what we were talking? Or more like 300,000 apiece?
Yes, sir.
So we've got 10 times too little. We should be having 40 reps as opposed to four, right?
I guess I was wrong. It's 3.051 million.
Yeah, so about 3
right.
million. All right. Either way, half of them are adults, you know, 1.5 million. So just say 1.2 million. We've got about 300,000 per adult. We should have 10 times as many congressmen, representatives, Kurt. No wonder I can't get a hold of my rep. Yeah. Oh, I don't have one. Sorry, he went to go work for Fox in the revolving door. I guess I don't have one at all, do I? But anyway, so I guess in this case, since there's only three for the state of Utah now, because the one's in, like, limbo, then it's more like, what, 400,000 people per rep, Kurt? So it's well over 10 times out of whack as the constitutional reality check, celebrating Constitution Day, doing our best to turn it into Constitution Week. Good for Nathaniel Gorham, one of the founding fathers, for doing a great job. There was no opposition made to his proposition. So there you go. Now, Donald Trump, not only, Kurt, does he want to make the United Nations, he demands to make the United Nations great. He pledges to work with them. He loves global government, even though he said America first. I think he's going to
try. Oh, by the way, I did the numbers, and, you know, it'd be like 100 representatives for us, Sam. You know, is that amazing or what?
How would you get
You'd
that?
You probably have, well, you got 3.051 million, and divide that by 30,000, and you get 101.7.
Oh, so we'd have way more than I was thinking.
Yeah, you'd get one that you could actually talk to. Maybe,
I might actually be able to talk to him. Yeah, that'd be incredible. Just imagine something like that, ladies and gentlemen. We also might have a whole broader, we might even be able to get rid of Obamacare that way.
Wow.
All right. Well, hey, no one's paying attention to the supreme law of the land like we would were we given a chance, that's for sure. But leave it to the new media taking center stage to highlight the reality check. Now, Donald Kurt wants to hold a, quote, military parade in Washington District of Criminals on July the 4th. Did you see this? He wants to roll out military hardware, add military hardware to the parade. This guy's getting scary, Kurt.
Well, he was apparently he was over watching Bastille Day.
I know, but isn't that
Day.
What dictators do, Kurt?
I guess, you know, he thinks it would make a nice parade, you know, where you could see, like, tanks and stuff.
So you're on board with that?
I kind of thought that was, like, Russian.
Howitzers rolling down the streets of Washington, D.C.? You're all cool with that, Kurt?
Not really.
Rocket launchers rolling.
Although
down.
It would be kind of interesting. I mean, I'd prefer that.
As long
kind
as
of
I'm on TV,
over,
not there, so the damage can't come to me. Okay.
Over watching cool like all. These ones where you get these, you know, fluffy animals or something up in the air. I mean, I just think it's a waste of time. But
I'd rather have fluffy animals than a military threat. So while we're sitting here asking for greater representation in Congress per the supreme law, Donald's out there saying he wants to work with a globalist institution. He wants to make a globalist institution great, and he wants to just roll military hardware down the streets of the freest country in the face of the history of the world. Kurt, the contradictions couldn't be more stark, could they? It's just like, are you kidding me? July 4th, a military display? Sounds like a dictator in the making. Now, by the way, there is good news on the horizon, though, Kurt. They say crossing the border illegally is harder than it's been in the last 50 years, the Department of Homeland Security report claims.
Well, there you go. Sam.
I'm for illegal crossing the border, it being harder to do that. Now, I'm for legally crossing the border and trying to have a great life. I'm for that for all kinds of people, Kurt, as long as it's done orderly and per the law.
Yeah, I mean, imagine that.
But I'm just saying it's harder than the last 50 years. Donald's done something right, to some degree at least. If he could just drop the military hardware displays, that'd be a start. If he could just reject the United Nations and drain the swamp, it'd be better. But
well, here's another one that that I think is good. Breitbart's got a piece that says food stamp usage has fallen every month of Trump presidency.
Yeah.
Now some would say, well, see, he's just merciless. He's not kind or whatever. What that tells me is Hey, people have more jobs, Sam.
Yeah, my headline for this said, quote, food stamp usage falls under the Donald. So, I agree, that's great news. Because we're not for the welfare system. Now, I hope, by the way, Kurt, that even though food stamp falls, in other words, the federal government funding hungry people goes away, because it's not theirs to give. But I hope that in that story, the churches are picking up the slack, the private organizations, the neighbors are helping neighbors, that good people in the charitable private sector are picking up the slack, and that I hope people aren't going hungry. And I mean all people.
Well, or that people are, you know, working, and they have jobs,
that too,
and they actually...
I'm just comparing the welfare system to the way I'd like to see, you know, help happen. I agree with you that I hope people can become independent and self-reliant and work and do all those things. I'm just saying that, hey, I hope either way that the slack is being picked up by what we believe to be the real answer.
Yeah, here's the numbers that they give you on how many people dropped off the food stamp rolls each month of 2017. January to February, I guess that's basically 1 month, 408. Almost 409,000. February to March, 95,000. March to April, 521,000. April to May, 176,000. May to June, 178. I guess we don't have June to July and
not yet.
August,
and those are great
September.
Numbers, Kurt, and I appreciate this. It's a good sign, but it's not even enough fast enough. Kind of like telling me a kid got a 10-gallon bucket and he was scooping water out of the swimming pool and he did 152, you know, buckets or something. That's great. But we're not even close, right? How much does all that even add up to? You know, maybe a couple of million, and we were told that 47 million are on food stamps now or something like that. 4.7 million would be what, 10% off?
Yeah, they say we were at 42.7. That's 42,700,000.
Okay, it went down even before Donald took office.
That was in January 2017, and then we're down to 41,310,000.
So, I mean, that's great, but it represents what, about 1%?
Like you say, it's not enough, but
it's a start, and we commend Donald for the start. And I hope that churches can take up the slack, charitable organizations can take up the slack. And as Kurt wisely says, I hope we can put people back to work and change that game. But it's going to start with deregulation. All right. On Monday, the disruptors disrupted Nancy Pelosi. We'll tell you about it in seconds.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Looks like on Monday, the disruptors disrupted Nancy Pelosi. Her press conference was crashed by a group of illegal aliens. They literally got in her face, called her a liar. Why? Because she was willing to work with the Donald. And they say, look, we don't care how many people are here illegally. We don't want you to do anything that would make it harder for more illegals to come and for illegality to continue and for illegal aliens to stay in the country. And so there you have it. On Monday, the disruptors disrupted Nancy. Now she doesn't know what to do. Kurt, she's been their advocate forever. And now it's kind of an epic showdown. When she has signs for a solution, then they have a cow, have a meltdown. And this is kind of what we see. These people are violent. These people are backed by, in my opinion, terrorist organizations like La Raza and some of these others that really, truly do not care about America or our beliefs, Kurt. Nancy's getting firsthand experience.
You know, it's all part of this whole, you know, we talked about Hillary Clinton not basically being held accountable. We talk about, you know, this, it seems like all the time, officials in high places, you know, don't have to pay for their crimes. And then you got, you know, all this stuff that's okayed with a wink and a nod. And even though we have these laws that have been on the books, you know, that should have been enforced, and yet they haven't been, you know, and at least I'm not surprised where we are. I mean, we've
Amen
been killing babies since the 60s. We continue to kill them, and, you know,
and we want to make the United Nations great.
Against God's laws, and we're surprised when things don't go well.
Not me. All right, I got a question for you, Kurt. It's an A and B choice.
Oh,
so
boy.
It's multiple choice, and you just need to answer now. Don't wiggle. Kurt, come on now. Don't be running off the reservation already. Oh, that's racist. I can't say that. Don't be, you know, going out of bounds, my friend. Would you rather help out Toys R Us or Rolling Stone magazine?
Help out
while you're
business?
Thinking about that. Well, while you're thinking about that, just so you know, Rolling Stone magazine's up for sale, and Toys R Us has gone bankrupt. So I just want to know which one you'd rather help. I know you'd say neither. I get it.
Yeah.
Now, question, are they both too big to fail, Kurt?
You know, no.
Because they're going to, you know, declare Chapter 11 in the case of Toys R Us, which means we're going to rebuild the organization. They've got like 1,600 stores, 64,000 employees. I mean, they're not very small, Kurt. And the whole toy industry is just reeling. And by the way, Kurt, maybe you wouldn't put money in to help them, but do you have some advice for them?
Yeah. Participate in the American system where you know, participate in the what's called free enterprise. Work with us to make the cost of government and the regulations and different things less and onerous on you and on all the American people, and move forward in that way.
Amen to that. And by the way, Toys R Us could take a page out of the Amazon playbook. They could start selling a whole lot more online. They could start to reduce their footprints in their big old, you know, modern day huge store presence, and they could really start to scale back and scale down a lot. And
that way they
well.
Could eliminate all shoplifting.
Well, virtually all, yeah.
Well, yeah.
You know, people would still find ways to get government money and buy things, Kurt. And even have it shipped to your door, compliments of the government, you know, compliments of the taxpayer. Yeah. Now, Rolling Stone Mag for sale. I think you got to just shut that cursed magazine down, personally.
Well, I mean, you could actually write something worth reading and, you know, make it worth, you know, full of news that was really useful. News the networks refused
to
use.
Yeah, but remember, not only is Rolling Stone going away, so is Liberty News Daily. So there's, you know, good organizations aren't going to survive, Kurt. Nobody will fund them. Nobody will support them. They're gone.
Well, there's so many of them. And the point is people need to choose where they're really going to put, you know, their dollars and support them. You got, you know, a number of entities, whether it's the Guardian and so many others, they've got these ways for you to support them, ways for
and
you
the liberals
to
do, buddy. They roll out the cash, yeah. Bro.
Yeah.
No joke.
That's right.
All right, Paul Manafort.
And if they're not rolling out their individual cash, then they're working on getting government to roll out government dollars.
Well, they're doing
like
both,
they do
sure.
With the NPR.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
But that's why I say the people pay for what they want. You know, no one revolts against NPR.
They're forced to pay for what they want.
Yeah, but everybody's fine with that, Kurt.
I'm not.
When was the last time you did something about it?
Every day.
Oh, good point. All right. Well, you're not to blame, but hey, there's not enough of us. Paul Manafort's in the news. He was wiretapped before and after the election under a secret court order. Trump tweeted in March that the phones in Trump Tower were wiretapped by Barack Hussein Obama. That's a claim that was fully denied by the Justice Department, but now the Justice Department lied, Kurt.
The Justice Department is being untrue. Wow. That doesn't seem very justified, does it?
What do you think,
Sam?
Well,
if
Donald's right, which I think that he was, he told the truth. He needs to beat the news media up over this big time. He needs to come on Liberty Roundtable Live and other places that gave him fair shake at the time. And he needs to hold the Justice Department, or who is this?
It's the Justice Department.
He needs to hold people in the Justice Department accountable for one, lying. And two, for creating a secret court order. Where do they get authority for that? Is it going to throw people in jail, Kurt? Or is Donald just going to go, why would we lock up my friends? What's going to happen there, my friend? Any idea? I can predict if you want me to.
Well, I'll tell you what should happen.
Sam, amen. Okay.
Is, we have honesty. We have integrity and bad guys go to prison and good guys stay out.
Amen to that. You ever heard the song My Maria?
My Maria.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I never heard it.
All right. Well, people aren't really wanting to sing that song right now, Kurt, because Maria turned into a hurricane Category 5. And the White House declared a state of an emergency on Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And I guess Puerto Rico's expected to receive a direct hit from the storm. Do you want to respond to that? So FEMA and all these are going to be authorized to spend our tax dollars in, quote, relief efforts. We're talking about FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole lot more praying going on. And, people like down there in the Caribbean that already got nailed are just sitting there going, man, there's not much more to get smashed. That's one of the things, at least I believe, just like Judge Roy Moore, that, when wickedness and that kind of thing happens, many times we're brought to our knees with this kind of thing, and it does us a lot of good. It helps us remember what's really important, people's lives, and just the basics are pretty important.
And let's
Those
be clear.
Guys are not worried about Maseratis or anything now.
Let's be clear, though. Just because we believe there's accountability and consequences for actions, and we highlight that reality, that doesn't mean that we have a hard heart. We have a soft heart towards these people. Our prayers are with them. We'll do everything we can to participate in the great relief efforts that are necessary. We're just telling you where the solutions are. And let's not mix that up in this idea that we don't care or that we're not charitable or we're not compassionate conservatives or whatever buzzwords they use to divide the people. Don't let that happen. Acknowledge the consequential reality that we're pointing out. And then let's go to work and help them. And let's hopefully turn hearts and minds and towards God so that we can have a better outcome. So while there's a state of an emergency declared on Puerto Rico, and while you and I are praying for folks and trying to heal the nation and bring people together and point towards the supreme law of the land, and while all that's going on, Turns out that Georgia Tech students are rioting over campus police shooting, writes Amber Athey. And I guess they are going crazy and causing all kinds of problems on Georgia Tech's campus, Kurt. Imagine these college-educated people just, you know, spinning down into riot mentality, Kurt. That's what's happening.
Well, it's all part of all these different things we've been talking about.
I'd recommend against the rioting piece, Kurt.
Amen to that.
If they've got a problem with the police shooting, you know what? Why don't we create training for the police officers and things like that that could, you know, we could train them in de-escalation. We could train them in understanding what their role is, et cetera. I guess this kid had a knife or something like that, and he said, go ahead and shoot me, and he was kind of running around with his knife. They told him to drop it. He wouldn't do it, so they just shot him. People are wondering why the poor young man was mentally disturbed, they say, and there was no need for that kind of force. And the family is now really angry, and I guess what's happening is they say that the cops had no, quote, less instruments to create a softer outcome, like one of those rubber bullet guns or like some kind of a taser or something that would be less than just flat out shooting the kid. Anyway, the bottom line is it's an epic battle, and I'm supporting the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association because I believe that we at that organization have the ability to train police in de-escalation tactics, to do things that would care for the people a little bit better. And so CSPOA.org, if you want to be part of the training and the solutions today, would love to have your involvement and financial support. You remember who Scotty Nels Hughes is, Kurt?
Somebody in the Trump administration.
Well, she was a commentary that was a Trump surrogate. She was a commentator.
Oh, okay.
And she was on Fox News for a long time. And anyway, she got caught. Number one, she was on Liberty Roundtable Live a couple of times. But number two, I guess she got caught in a big sexual scandal, and there's a bunch of salacious emails out there that she wrote.
Oh, that's right.
I don't want to get into those details, but I do want to say now she's claiming Scotty Nels Hughes alleges rape in new lawsuit filing against Fox News, writes Betsy Rothstein at Daily Caller. So now she's claiming she was raped. I don't know
I think
the truth.
She's a white lady and there's a black guy from Fox News, if I remember right.
I don't even know. Okay, leave that to Kurt to make the racial divide now part of the discussion.
I'm just telling you.
All right. Anyway, strange stuff. And I'm telling you, if we obey the commandments of God, thou shalt not commit adultery, it ought to go a lot better. This nation shall endure.